If it's the Christmas season, you'll likely find Nina Viscerando cooking something special. But getting the exact recipe, that might be a bit harder.
And that's another thing with me. It's like, I don't really measure. It's so bad. I just go with the flow.
Living in Alaska can have its drawbacks, and for Nina specifically, access to certain foods is a big one. But she and others have found a workaround, like this sofrito. It's a key ingredient in many Puerto Rican dishes, but you can't get it in Sitka. So her mom mails it to her, frozen.
So it's like a mix of regao. It's like kind of like our cilantro. It has onions, cilantro, peppers, and it's supposed to like give flavor to your food. Yeah, that will go into our beans, into our arroz con gandule.
And that's the dish Nina's making today. Arroz con gandule is a bright orange rice dish served throughout the holidays in Puerto Rico. The Christmas season lasts a little longer there. They celebrate through January 6th or Three Kings Day when this dish is traditionally served. She starts by sautéing some garlic, and then she throws an icy cube of sofrito in the pan. Followed by some rice, pigeon peas, a little water, and lots of seasoning.
Yeah, Puerto Rican cuisine is not really spicy, but I like spicy, so I'll be adding a little bit of chili powder.
Then she adds a packet of sazon, an ingredient she also can't get in Sitka. It's what gives the dish its bright orange color, and you can see the change almost immediately.
The magic in the foils. See how it changed?
Like as she's stirring, her spoon clanging loudly as it hits the sides of the aluminum pot, Nina's phone rings.
Sorry. Hello, mommy?
It's her mom, the person who makes it possible for Nina to cook with all of these ingredients.
She's one to call. Every time I'm making something, what did you make to eat today? Arroz con gandule. Did you put sazon and adobo on it? Oh, you didn't use Goya tomato sauce? I'm like, no, mom, I'm in Alaska, sorry. We don't have that here. Well, then that wasn't the dish. So quick to judge. But we gotta make with what we have here.
The rice has to cook for about 20 minutes, so Nina and I have some time to talk. She says globalization of food has its pros and cons.
This is a pro. Like, you can maintain your cultural identity no matter how isolated you are from the place of origin.
She's been thinking about her home country a lot this time of year.
In the holidays, I remember the Three Kings would be like with a mayor or something in a truck, like a pickup truck or something, and they'd be throwing gifts and candy around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Those were good times, but with the situation the island is in, and I get so sad to think about how these kids might not be experiencing that this year.
After Hurricane Maria, Nina went back to Puerto Rico to deliver supplies and see her family. Her employer, Alan Marine, bought the ticket. After about 20 minutes, you can smell the seasoned rice from across the room. It's savory, flavorful, but not too spicy, and the tender pigeon peas offer a nice contrast to the fluffy, buttery rice.
It's needed because, for me, growing up, Christmas in Puerto Rico is like none other than other places I've lived at. Maybe I'm biased because I grew up there, but it's a big celebration for us, and food is how you remember things. It's like that nostalgia. Oh, I ate that and it smelled like this. So those memories come along with the smell and the taste.
Nina and her family will be celebrating Three Kings Day this January 6th and teaching her son about Puerto Rican traditions through one medium in particular.
How can I teach my son about my culture if not through food?
With Sitka Platters, I'm Catherine Rose.